재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we talk about whether or not you think teenagers should be allowed to issue their own credit cards. 우리 지니님들 같은 경우에는 청소년이 신용카드 발급을 받아도 된다고 생각하시나요? 안 된다고 생각하시나요? 샵 1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 제목이 이렇습니다. 어른도 신불자 만드는데 점점점 중학생이 본인 신용카드 쓴다면? It's making even adults a delinquent borrower if a middle school student can use one's own credit card. Dot, dot, dot. The possibilities are endless. So let's break down this article. 어른, we know as adults. 중학생 is middle school student. Talking about 신용카드. 신용카드, if you break it down, 신용 just means credit. 카드는 카드고요. 체크카드 같은 경우에는 미국에 가면 we don't say check card. We call it a debit card. And it's the same concept. You use what you have in your bank account to purchase or buy certain items. 체크카드는 영어로 debit card인데요. 여기서 키워드를 한번 알아보겠습니다. 신불자. 신불자는 means a delinquent borrower. Now, this is a fun term because we talk about 신용불량자, right? A person with bad credit. We call them a delinquent borrower. But delinquent itself has a couple meanings. So we talk about some kid, a teenager who has bad behavior, he breaks the rules, he's a rebel. We call him a delinquent child, a delinquent teenager. 비행이라고도 볼 수 있는데요. 또 반면으로는 이렇게 비행을 하기 때문에 어른으로서 그 신용 결제를 잘 못하면 not paying your bills on time, 체납이라고 하죠. So that's what delinquent means, 신불자, a delinquent borrower. And I don't know if you're for this or not for this, but it seems like this is coming to real life. Starting in June, teenagers who used to borrow their parents' credit cards or debit cards or, you know, get allowances or pocket money, now they can get their own credit card if they are 12 years or older. 만 12살이죠. Now, it was part of a Financial Services Commission new service. Under the current law, credit cards can only be issued to adults 19 or older. But this service now allows minors to have a credit card with their name if their parents apply for them. I think this is a trap. This is definitely a trap.
이거는 사실 있는데요. 미국 같은 경우에는 신용이 중요하잖아요. 물론 한국도 중요하긴 하지만 한국 같은 경우에는 일단 목돈이 있어야 뭔가를 살 수 있기 때문에 한국은 I think 현찰이 더 중요하다고 생각을 하는데요.
Anyways, I read an article that talked about how parents could create credit for their kids.
그래서 그 기사를 보니까 부모님들이 이 신용카드를 애들 이름으로 만들면 18살 때까지 신용카드 결제를 잘하면 그 아이의 이름으로 신용이 저절로 높아지는 거죠.
So that's how you kind of build your kid's credit by using your own credit, your own money, just under their name. I mean, but that's completely different to actually giving your kids a credit card, whether it's under your name or their name. Now, for here in this situation, if parents put their children's information and verify it with the card company, these credit card companies can issue a credit card by non-face-to-face services. So it can be used only for transportation, stationery stores, bookstores, convenience stores, and private institutes, which is the 학원s. But it can only be used within 100,000 won, so about 100 bucks, per month, and 50,000 won for each time. So each transaction can only be about 50 bucks. But there are, you know, definitely concerns about this because they say that, oh, this is for, you know, let's teach our children about financing and they'll learn a lot. But I mean, on the other hand, we had that card crisis back in 2002.
카드 대란. 여러분들도 기억나시죠? 2002년에
the card companies, you know,
indiscriminately issued cards to college students who weren't able to pay back the money, producing a lot of credit delinquents. But I don't know if that would really help the kids learn about money and finances. I remember Thomas Jefferson once said, never spend your money before you've earned it. But in any case, we've got much more coming up. Stick with us till the end. In the meantime, we'll leave you guys with 박나래 and 박명수, 독사과.